Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sam Norwood back on the show. Sam is one of the top management minds of our time. He's forgotten more about how to run a business successfully than most of us will ever know. And he's he plowed the North 40 in the marketplace for a long time now. And he's been joining us now since 2001 to share his ideas with us. And we're grateful to have him as part of our brain trust. Sam, welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back. I really like your show, and I like being able to visit with you.
Well, we love it too. Hey, Sam, we're going to talk about banking, folks. We're going to talk about, we're going to talk about getting you the capital that you need. And Sam, one of the things I want to talk about before we talk about any of the different options that I know you want to get to, I want to talk about where things are right now with regard to small businesses.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of polling myself. In fact, recently, I've reported on a number of other surveys over the years. You and I've talked about them over the years, but most recently, I've reported again on the NFIB's Small Business Optimism Index, and all of those surveys, mine and everyone else's, shows that small business owners, established small business owners, who qualify for a business loan, who are, you know, have enough critical mass, are not interested the least little bit in borrowing money from a bank. They do not want to borrow money. In fact, the ones that I polled said that they would their next growth, most of them said 75% said their next growth spurt would be funded with internal resources, retained earnings and cash. So basically, established companies aren't looking for leveraged capital.
Well, if they don't need it, then they're not going to go for it.
Right.
But it seems like it's really kind of it's a pain. It you would think that going and borrowing some money to either tide you over seasonally or to expand your business would be something that it would not be too complicated. It's made complicated by the banks who are so intense on tying you up with the parts that are associated with making the loan that it just becomes a pain.
I want to say that I think you said banks. I think what you really meant was bank regulators, didn't you?
Well, it passes right through.
Right, because banks dance to the tune of the regulator's pipe.
Absolutely. And the regulators, by the way, come from a variety of sources. The regulators are not, from the Fed. They're from the Comptroller of the Currency under the Treasury.
The state.
They're from the FDIC.
The state banking organizations.
Yeah, and they're constantly looking at the quality of the loan portfolio. They're looking at the ratio of non-performing loans. And so the banks have to use the belts and suspenders and every other way possible. That makes it inherently complicated for the borrower to borrow money.
And Sam,
even the most highly qualified.
And the ones and all the problems we had in 2008 and 9 and even 10 caused the regulators to become even more vociferous. And then you got the Dodd-Frank bill on top of that, which went after big banks, but didn't differentiate between little banks.
Exactly.
Who didn't cause any of the problems. So now the little banks, who've been the savior of small business, community banks over the last 200 years, that have been the savior and the partner with small business, even they're having challenges serving their customers because they're being required to do business under this Dodd-Frank regime. which is really hurting a lot of people. So go ahead.
Well, it's, I was going to say that in addition to hurting the borrowers, employment in the financing sector has really declined in the last few years since mm-hmm. Dodd-Frank. A friend of mine has done a study that I'm the beneficiary of seeing that shows that while on one hand, employment generally has been going up, we've generally been getting good news and so forth, one of the sectors that has been going down dramatically is the number of people employed in the financing sector of our economy.
Right. And folks,
part of the regulation effects.
So that's kind of a little bit of a setup for where we are with established companies, and the typical way an established business goes to borrow money. I do it myself with my bank. Whatever I have in the past, I probably will sometime in the future. Now let's talk about those people who aren't bankers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.